But here's a villain that would face me down. He met me on the mart, and that I beat him, and charged him with 1,000 marks in gold, and that I did deny my wife and house. Thou drunkard, thou. What didst thou mean by this?
Say what you will, sir, but I know what I know. That you beat me at the mart, I have your hand to show. If the skin were parchment and the blows you gave were ink, your own handwriting would tell you what I think.
I think thou art an ass.
Marry, so it doth appear, by the wrongs I suffer and the blows I bear. I should kick being kicked, and being at that pass, you would keep from my heels and beware of an ass.
You're sad, Signor Balthazar. Pray God our cheer may answer my good will and your good welcome here.
I hold your dainties cheap, sir, and your welcome dear.
Oh, Signor Balthazar, either at flesh or fish, a table full of welcome makes scarce one dainty dish.
Good meat, sir, is common, that every churl affords.
And welcome more common, for that's nothing but words.
Small cheer and great welcome makes a merry feast.
Aye, to a niggardly host and more sparing guest. But though my cates be mean, take them in good part. Better cheer may you have, but not with better heart. But soft, my door is locked. Go bid them let us in.
Maud, Bridget, Marion, Cicely, Gillian, Jean.
Dromio of Syracuse speaking from off stage.
Mome, Maltos, Capon, Coxcomb, Idiot, Patch.
Either get thee from the door or sit down at the hatch. Dost thou conjure for wenches that thou callst for such store when one is one too many? Go, get thee from the door.
What patch is made our porter? My master stays in the street.
Let him walk from whence he came, lest he catch cold on's feet.
Who talks within there? Ho, open the door!
Right, sir, I'll tell you when, and you'll tell me wherefore.
Wherefore? For my dinner. I have not dined today.
Nor today, here you must not. Come again when you may.
What art thou that keep'st me out from the house I owe?
The porter for this time, sir, and my name is Dromio.
Ah, villain, thou hast stolen both mine office and my name. The one ne'er got me credit, the other mickle blame. If thou hadst been Dromio today in my place, thou wouldst have changed thy face for a name, or thy name for an ass.
Luce enters off stage.
What a coil is there, Dromio? Who are those at the gate?
Let my master in, Luce.
Faith, no, he comes too late, and so tell your master.
Oh, Lord, I must laugh. Have at you with a proverb. Shall I set in my staff?
Have at you with another that... When? Can you tell?
If thy name be called Luce. Luce, thou hast answered him well.
Do you hear, you minion? You'll let us in, I hope.
I thought to have asked you.
And you said no.
So come help. Well struck. There was blow for blow.
Thou baggage, let me in.
Can you tell for whose sake?
Master, knock the door hard.
Let him knock till it ache.
You'll cry for this minion if I beat the door down.
What needs all that and a pair of stocks in the town?
Adriana enters off stage.
Who is that at the door that keeps all this noise?
By my troth, your town is troubled with unruly boys.
Are you there, wife? You might have come before.
Your wife, Sir Knave. Go get you from the door.
If you went in pain, master, this knave would go sore.
Here is neither cheer, sir, nor welcome. We would fain have either.
In debating which was best, we shall part with neither.